It's the takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Protesters there on the streets blasting their government for financial mismanagement. But you're not listening to Caracas, Venezuela here. This is right here in America, in Puerto Rico, as part of May Day protests yesterday. Another deadline has come and gone in Puerto Rico's ongoing financial crisis. The government is now $73 billion in debt. Officials have been trying to keep creditors at bay. Meanwhile, strikers took to the streets, angry at the government's mismanagement and the possibility of more austerity measures. Here with more is Danica Cotto, reporter and editor for the Associated Press in Puerto Rico. Welcome, Danica.
Thank you for having me.
There is this deadline in front of people now. Is there any sense that some last-minute financing might stave off austerity?
It's hard to say. The deadline expired at midnight, and I spoke with the governor's spokeswoman early this morning after a lawsuit was actually filed, and she said that there's been no new reaction from the governor. They maintain, you know, that negotiations could still be going on. But one of the groups that represents bondholders that hold more than $16 billion worth of bonds filed a lawsuit already claiming, you know, that the government's actions to restructure the debt is unconstitutional.
Now that creditors, bondholders can legally get paid, what happens next?
Well, it's hard to say. Puerto Rico already faced about a dozen lawsuits prior to the litigation freeze that was imposed and, you know, that expired Tuesday at midnight. So now the government could either embrace a bankruptcy-like process and let a judge decide, you know, what amount bondholders would get paid, or there might be, like you said, some last-minute negotiations with certain bondholders, and the remaining of the rest of the debt would be restructured via the courts.
And still, all of this legal wrangling bankruptcy bondholders doesn't amount to much if you don't have a job and you're on food stamps all of a sudden in the streets of San Juan.
Correct. I mean, a lot of Puerto Ricans are very angry about what they feel is they're paying what the actions that the government took, you know, decades of borrowing billions of dollars to cover budget deficits. And so now Puerto Ricans in recent years have been hit with utility increases, new taxes. You know, the cost of living here to begin with prior to the crisis wasn't cheap, and now it's gotten more expensive. The sales tax is 11.5%, which is among the highest compared with any U.S. state. And now there's more austerity measures coming up. The governor recently approved a measure that allows his administration to reduce employee benefits, cut overtime, vacation days. There's new taxes on cigarettes. So people, especially those from the working class, feel that this is just piling on and piling on, and they're not getting any relief. And as a result of that, you know, in the past decade, about nearly 500,000 Puerto Ricans have gone to the U.S. mainland.
We're speaking with Danica Cotto of the Associated Press via Skype from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Danica, there was a deal in Congress last year to help shore up Puerto Rico's debt. It also added this control board to oversee all of this process. Has that control board just been unable to bring financial order, or was this whole situation out of their control to begin with and it was just a matter of time?
Well, actually, some feel that the control board stepped in a little bit too late, that it was created a little bit too late, but they have been taking a lot of action since it was created. They recently met on Friday, and they voted to allow themselves to hold an executive session and opt for Title III, which is, you know, the bankruptcy-like process, if needed. And prior to that, in late March, they approved a 10-year fiscal plan, which basically outlines the steps that Puerto Rico needs to take to stabilize its economy and cut costs. And in that fiscal plan, a lot of measures were considered. You know, one of them is implementing a furlough, cutting a public pension system by 10%, which that obviously created a huge outcry on the island. You know, the pension system is underfunded by more than $40 billion. And it's expected to run out of money by the end of this year. So many feel that the Federal Control Board is taking steps that the government, the local government, should have done a long time ago.
Danica Cotto, reporter and editor for AP via Skype in Puerto Rico. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.